You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the first time that's ever been done. Somebody thought it was a
time was 11:55. Yeah, a 1-2-1-2 in the place to be. East Coast meets the West. Come on. It's that West Coast hardcore punk rock b-boy. Danny Diablo sent me here to destroy all your mental damaging appendages. My kill rate scores in very high percentages. Hitman for hire, the liquid sniper. I squish you like a bug on my windshield wiper. The Pipe Piper leading dirty rats straight to the dead trap. Can I get a hand clap? A hand clap, cause I got it like that. Always on the attack with the fat green sack. The revolutionary funky Caucasian was skunky for your pipe on any occasion. The chronic minister, sinister delivery. Blessing all you suckers, put you out of your misery. A 1-2-1-2-1-3. I got a funky fucking rhyme in the place to be.
I got a funky rhyme, a funky funky rhyme. Mic check, blow your mind. I got a funky rhyme, a funky funky rhyme. Put the chrome to your dome.
Heads waking the dead. From rocking crown of thorns, I got a scar head. The one in the red fro, sporting a grin, clutching the calico, living in sin. Was a dirty money soldier, in by blood. Only rock Timberlands can't stand lugs. Thugs, thugs, that's what we be. Beast of Daddy X and the Cottonmouth Kings. Mic check, that's what I do. Hard to the core, repping the black and blue. Tattoos, handguns, black boots, blue jeans, sword off shotguns, cush, triple B. Damn, I'm pretty. I got the five girls, New York City. Home sweet home, how I miss you. Yeah. Jewish like the beastie, so for the brass monkeys. Spade abuses needles, but ain't no junkie. Loki loves his girls, a little chunky. The album's on the track, so you know we funky. I got a funky rhyme, a funky funky rhyme. Mic check, blow your mind. I got a funky rhyme, a funky funky rhyme. Put the chrome to your dome.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the Ruckus Podcast Show. How's everybody doing out there on this Friday night?
OG
I'm the
banger.
DRP. Yeah. What's up, everybody?
I'm Rick Dog, aka the Shug Knight of Ruckus.
The Shug Knight of Ruckus.
Shug Knight of drinking.
What's everyone else's name so everyone can hear you?
Screw those guys. Let's keep it rolling.
King Relic.
King Relic. What's going on?
King Relic.
King Relic.
I'm a Danny Diablo.
Oh, hello, Danny Diablo.
Hi.
Jason Asingod, Arm Robbery Entertainment, 43 the code, onlyfire.net.
Damn, son, is that coordinates?
No, yeah, no.
What up, y'all? Prolific here, Force 5 Records, They Live, baby. What's up?
And he's the shoe fly of Ruckus Podcast.
We do this every Friday night at 8 p.m. We already have our guest in, so we're gonna go right to our guest right away because this is a man that's minutes are like
shit.
Money. This guy's busy as fuck. So bring it to the stage. Our guest tonight. Kevin Zinger. Yeah.
What's up, boys?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, fellas? Force 5 family in the house, huh?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's happening, brother?
Danny Diablo, my G, it's been too long.
Zinger, I love you, brother.
The feeling is mutual, my friend. You are a legend beyond legends.
Thank you.
We had to play an old Sub Noise track from Danny Diablo's Thugcore for Life record to start out the evening.
I just was watching that. I was sitting in whatever the virtual waiting room thing is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I peeped that shit out. That was at Risk's house, wasn't it?
Yeah, Risky's house. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That brought back some memories.
Yeah, it's Risky's house. The compound.
Oh, no shit.
I haven't seen that shit in years, man. That brought back some memories.
That's crazy, right? I haven't seen that in a long, long time.
What year did that come out? 2007?
2006, 2007, right?
Yeah.
We were all hoped it was lost forever. Donnie dug through the annals of history.
Let me ask you this, Zing. How did you and Danny meet exactly? What spurred that to happen?
It's like the fucking hurricane from the East Coast and the hurricane from the West Coast collided in the middle, man. I don't fucking remember. That dude's probably been in more fights than me, and my memory ain't that fucking good from all the ones I've
allegedly
been in,
so. Allegedly, yeah.
I didn't mean street fights. I meant, like, gym fights. we met through Jamie Josta, Hatebreed.
Yeah!
Shout out to Jamie.
So did Jamie, like, reach out to you, Kevin, or did you, like, hey, I heard about this guy, Danny, or how did that happen?
No, me and Jamie had been talking for a minute, and he was starting a label, and then he hit me up about Danny, and obviously I'd known about him through all the hardcore bands and who he was, and he was like, dude's doing a rap record, and I was like, what? And then the rest is history, man. And then me and Danny met, and we clicked right off the bat, and then some dipshit inside of our office turned in what happened with that record, Danny. I can't even remember.
Explain it.
Here we go.
This is crazy. I'll make you funny. So these guys smoke a lot of weed, so I said they took the unmixed version.
Tell them right there.
They took the unmastered version.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of what?
Yeah.
Of his album.
Of the album.
Thugcore for Life.
And it had different things. It had a version of like Skinhead Rob was on like off one. It was really weird. It
had
different versions.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
But. And they made like 3,000. They made like 3,000 copies of it, right?
Oh,
and I had to throw it away.
More than that, dog. I remember it was like, I think it was more like 6,000 or 7,000.
My God, are you kidding me?
I still have a warehouse full of them somewhere. That's my collector's.
You gave us some. Thank you. We've been selling those.
Well, check this out. So basically, I went up there and it was a whole big crazy thing. And I was like, fuck. And he's like, yeah, we got to throw them out. I said, all right. So I went back there with Peter Green. And MQ, and we put the garbage.
Dumpster Kevin,
diving.
He's lying. He didn't really do that.
Peter Green was a culprit.
Wait, Peter Green was there too?
He was in the garbage. I showed up to Kevin's house with Peter Green one time.
Get the fuck out of here.
I remember the CFO that was running the company at the time. She like came up and she's like, hey, like this fuck up happened and blah, 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 blah. Like we can't absorb that kind of cost and fucking blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh yeah, well then you tell Danny Diablo. Cause I ain't telling him that shit.
Oh my God. As a businessman, that sucks, Kevin, but that's a great fucking story, man.
Hey man, fuck ups happen. If you fuck some shit up though, you gotta stand behind it. So
yeah.
My thing was, hey man, we made the mistake, so we gotta eat the cost. That's just is what it is.
What was the initial mistake on it?
They didn't master it, it was the raw mix. The rough shit.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey Kevin, is there any way to get any more light in there? It's hard to see you through the camera.
I did that on purpose, dog. I ain't that handsome.
Mysterious.
Nah, here we go.
There we go. Yeah. All right, now we can see it.
Show us the money maker.
Yeah, man. Me and Brad Pitt were competing, fucking for the same time.
Brad Pitt ain't got shit on you.
Yeah, thanks, dog.
Kevin, I just want to say this. Thank you very much. I know how fucking busy you are. I worked for you for 2 years. You were one of the biggest grinders I've ever met in the industry. And I know how busy you are, so I really do appreciate you taking a little bit of time to talk with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man, I couldn't say no to the whole Force 5 crew and Danny Diablo. I'd never even heard of that fucking
Bailey Danny.
Yeah. So what's going on right now in SRH land and Subnoise land?
SRH land and Subnoise land. Head PE just put out a new record. And for me personally as a Head PE fan, it's like... It to me, it's one of the best records they've ever made. And, you know, it's not about my personal taste and it's all about what the fans think. And they clearly think that, too, because
number one, right, on iTunes.
Yeah. It's doing really well, man. I'm fucking super happy for Jared, man. He he's a solid dude. He's helped out a lot of bands along the way, and he deserves all the success he's getting on this run for sure.
He's never given up. He's always grinding, always doing something.
He's no spring chicken. He's like, we're up there, man.
He's like us.
Yeah, we're up there.
Whoa. He's like YouTube.
we're up there, and he's a machine, and that's why you got to give him respect for that.
Hell yeah.
And you know what? It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, shout out, Jared.
Happy birthday. Guy? What's that?
He's a leap year? February 29th?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. But yeah, it was yesterday. Maybe that's why he's so young, because it only happens.
Yeah. He's only ages once every 4 years.
Yeah. I thought it was that Brazilian blood he had in him. But
he's like, I'm only 18 years old.
Hell yeah. Dog years.
He still goes hard in the paint, man. Yeah, like, on stage, that's his domain.
No doubt.
And they're going out with Nonpoint next, right? I think it's Nonpoint. And,
yeah. I love Nonpoint.
I love Nonpoint. Hell yeah.
Nonpoint, Dropout Kings, and Head PE. Yep, that's what they're doing. Yeah, and then they're doing like a bunch of those Danny Wimmer festivals, all the like Aftershocks and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the Aftershock. That's a big ass festival this year. I saw all the acts for that one.
Yeah, man. So I'm stoked for them. What else is going on? Big B, actually.
Shout out to Big B.
Big B is the homie. He just came out of fucking rap retirement, as they call it. And
no such thing.
Yeah, you're never completely retired.
Yeah, well, that's what I had to tell Big B to get him to do a record. he just turned in a record that's going to be coming out soon. It's got sorts of fucking huge special guests that, you know, Big B's is like one of those dudes that everybody loves, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like when, you know, that dude's always had like the sickest features on it, and usually like, you know, and especially in the rap game, you know what I mean? It's like with features, it's like what kind of check you're writing behind it. It's not necessarily like the relationship. Big B's never paid one dime for one feature. And he's got some fucking pretty amazing people on it. So that just goes to kind of show you what kind of dude that is, because people got a lot of love for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that another Felons Club album or no?
No. It's a Big B record.
Straight Big B. All right.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like, because Felons Club is more what? Country orientated? Like,
Yeah. Felons Club's more like a Jelly Roll kind of vibe. This is more like the where Big B left off in his rap shit vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. That's what's up.
What's up with Swollen Members and all that stuff, those guys?
You know, Swollen is been putting out some singles and putting out some stuff for the first time in fucking forever. Prev and Rob and Shane are back in communication doing stuff, and you know, I would love to see them go out and, you know, do a handful of dates and fucking bring it back, because, you know, in my opinion, from that genre and that era, they were one of the best bands ever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, everybody gets caught up in their own lives and stuff like that, and Prez had his solo career, Mad Child's had his solo career, and you know, Rob's always making beats for, you know, everybody, but then the last, like, bunch of months, they've been talking and putting out new songs. I don't know if they're going to put out a new record or not, but they've just been releasing singles and talking about doing a few things. So hopefully that comes and transpires. That would be super dope.
Yeah, that's super dope.
Yeah, and Mad Child has another solo record coming soon, too.
Another one,
yeah.
He's steady grinding, too. He's always dropping albums.
He goes hard in paint, too. Like,
And
they're always bangers, too. It's not like he's mailing it in.
He's always got some dope shit. But Lawnmower Man is probably my favorite of all time.
EP, right? Really? Yeah. You like Lawnmower Man?
I love Lawnmower Man.
Was that Mad Sick?
Better than Dope Sick?
Those are my two favorites, to be honest. But, I mean, everything he puts out is good. But I think Lawnmower Man over Dope Sick. Yeah.
Wow. That's big. I like that.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Kevin just hangs up.
Yeah, he's like, that's it. I've had enough, you darling.
Wrong.
It's like, oh, that album.
No, I think they're both dope records, but 99% of the people like Dope Sick more. So
good. I like to go against the grain.
Front to back.
Dude, you're a one percenter, dog. You're a one percenter.
Yeah. Kevin, give us a funny story that you could tell about being in the business. You've been in the business for over 30 years now. It's covered. I know you did shows back with Sublime back in the day, Offspring. You used to promote with SRH, but
Linkin Park.
Yeah, there's so many different stories you could give.
But no, I ran into the manager for Linkin Park. I was just in Vegas for some music business conference, which is fucking like listening to fucking your nails on a chalkboard. But ran into the old manager for Linkin Park, and he was like, dude, you gave Linkin Park their first fucking tour, man. He's like, that fucking helped break them. And fucking, he was so appreciative. It was cool to hear. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
And I'm telling you what, man, the beginning of that tour, literally nobody even knew who the fuck they were. And they were like the first of four on the tour. You know,
they were the openers?
Yeah, they were the opener on the tour. And I remember the first date, like it was in Arizona, and I flew out there and I was like, I walked into their, they had like had a bus, you know, cause they had all that major label shit going. Right. And, I walked into their bus and they had like this fucking stylist in there, and she was pulling out all these goofy fucking outfits and shit and like showing them all this stuff. And I was just like tripping on these young kids, you know what I mean? Cause I get it. You know what I mean? You signed some deal with Warner Brothers and obviously they were talented kids. And, you know, you got all these fucking industry dorks coming at you, telling you what you need to do and shit. And this, I walk back there, and this broad's like, oh, I shouldn't say that. This lady is.
Same broad.
Sorry, PC police. I didn't mean that. She starts pulling out all this, all these clothes that's just like goofy ass shit. Yeah. And I'm sitting there looking at it, like, you know, a little bit sideways, but not saying anything. And then after she left, a couple of them, Chester, and walked up, and I was like, what's up, man? How you doing? Introduced myself, yada, yada, yada. And then I was like, and he was like, what? I saw you looking at all that. What'd you think? And I was like, man, I was like, honestly, bro, I don't really know a lot about your band, but here's what I do know. I said, if you don't like that stuff, don't wear that stuff. Just be you, dog. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you like, you wear that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And,
He's back.
I think we lost a little audio on you. Kevin, can you hear us?
Kevin, can you hear us? We lost
silent words, they say audio. Can't hear.
Put your ear.
Kevin, can you hear us? Because we lost audio on you.
No, you're still talking.
Yeah.
Shit.
He
can't hear you either.
Tell him, right.
Kevin, we can't hear you.
Call
him,
daddy.
Yeah, hey, get him up.
Turn my phone
back
on.
Yo, yo.
Get your phones on airplane mode.
Hey, Kevin, can you hear us? We can't hear you. We lost audio on you. We lost audio. Can't hear you. Hey, calm. While we're waiting for you. Hold on. Here we are. Yo, yo, can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
I don't know what happened.
He ain't saying nothing,
but. Kevin, can you hear us?
Rebring him in.
Rebring him in. Take it off and go back in.
I'm trying.
Sorry. I don't want to call him during the.
Can you hear us? We lost audio.
Yo.
We lost audio with you. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Nightmare podcast. Would you?
All right, hold on.
You go back.
Can you hear us now?
Go back on.
Say something now.
Donnie put him backstage.
No, I didn't.
The main guest.
Shit.
Yeah, it's because you. It might be because you call him now. Hang up.
Okay.
The phone.
I'm gonna hang up with you. See if that helps audio. There you go.
Can you hear us now? Can we hear you? Say.
Oh shit.
Fuck. Can't hear.
Show me where you're.
Show one sign language of King.
Try to log back out and then come back in.
Yeah, do that. Turn everything off, guys. Back, now you done. Oh, that made me laugh.
Ban him.
In the meantime, how's everyone doing here?
Yeah, is everybody drinking? Good? What the fuck's up with everybody?
It's always a new adventure.
Yeah. Good. It's that's what when you do it live, you go with the flow, man.
That's right.
That's
if you smoke a weed in a live feed. Drop what strain you smoking on right now. I don't want to hear no boof shit. Only fire. If you're smoking on some gas, drop the strain in the comments.
You guys are twinning over here.
What?
Twinsies.
In the meantime, why don't we tell March, Smoke AD, March baby. 29th.
March 29th.
This album is dropping.
Yo.
What album is that? Baby.
That EP, is EP, the EP They or, Live EP.
EP, not album. EP.
EP. Seven EP. Songs.
Self-titled.
But EP.
But you can.
It's called Obeya.
Eating Pussy.
Eating pussy all day, shit. Son.
You can pre-order it. Why don't you guys talk about that?
Pre-order the pussy. You can pre-order it now on iTunes. You can pre-save it now on Spotify. And then pretty much every other one you want. Right. You
tell about the artwork. Tell about the artwork.
Yo, yo.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
My,
oh, hey! USA.
We lost.
USA.
USA. Hey, we lost audio for a second, brother.
Did my story suck or what?
I felt like I got it. It was great, but we lost audio halfway through.
Actually, it could have sucked. We didn't hear it.
Yeah, we couldn't hear the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, then there you go. I don't even know where I left off. I was rambling on like a...
Shout out to Big B.
Yeah, shout out to Big B. Shout out to Lincoln Park. Shout out to Head PE.
Yes.
Yeah, you were talking about the wardrobe lady.
Yeah, the goofy outfits.
You said, wear whatever you want.
Did Mike Shinoda cover that on the Fort Minor album? He's talking about the label people came in there like, oh, we're going to put the DJ in a lab coat and a cowboy hat.
Is that what he said on the Fort Minor record?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that? There must have been that instant.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never... I like Linkin Park, but I never really listened to it. It's not my thing.
Is that your thing? What's your top three favorite artists of all time? I got to hear this.
Man.
Or even just give me your top two. Top one.
Danny Diablo and Danny Diablo.
You're a liar.
It's funny because Danny was leaned back so he couldn't hear him. He's like, Danny Diablo.
Now you realize everyone on your label is going to go, oh, yeah?
Hey, Danny used to be on the label.
Yeah.
I'm about to jump ship and go right back.
Come on.
You had a good run.
Yeah.
I had a good run.
All right, Kevin, it's your headache again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's start a bidding war.
I had a great time with Suburban Noise. I clicked up with a few people. Big B and I always chilled. Chucky Chuck and
Chucky
I.
Chucky Chuck
chilled.
Is one of the greatest dudes on the planet. Yeah.
Fucking, shout out to Chucky Chuck.
What's the other guy? Gilles. Gillies is the best. Yeah. I still fun hanging out with him also. And Taxman. Taxman always been good to me.
Yeah, I love all those guys, man. Gillies and Chucky. Those guys are fucking nonstop humor. Those guys make you laugh every time you're around them. They're good dudes. And Taxman's my fucking brother. So
he's a good guy. Yeah. He's a good guy.
And Combo Kings are killing it again right now. All their shows have been amazing. We just had a show with them here in January, and it crushed here. We crushed that show. Yeah, it was packed as fuck.
That's dope. Yeah, I mean, I don't work with the band anymore, but I help them out as much as I can, and I'm extremely happy that it's giving the fans more what they want. Because at the end of the day, that's all I give a fuck about. You know what I mean? We built up a very special thing with that, and you know, it got a little sideways. Obviously, everybody knows those stories. No need to relive them. I'm very happy that
Kevin. I will say this: for the 2 years that I worked with you, your whole thing with the Cottonmouth Kings or whatever with Subnoise was always about the legacy and what the fans want. You didn't want to worry about the politics. You were always really real with all that shit, and I saw that from behind the scenes. It was cool to see. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. You know, a lot of people would never realize that, but it's nice to hear you saw that and appreciate that. Yeah. And it's true, man. It's like, for me, it was like, you know, a lot of people dedicated a lot of blood, sweat and tears to it. And the fans have been there for the bands and, you know, not just Cottonmouth, all the bands on Suburban Noise. And for me, I just had a loyalty to those people and just always wanted to do the right thing by them. You know what I mean? So the fact that Dustin and Judge and, Taxman and Chucky and Gillies and all those guys are back out there doing it, man. It seems like the fans are fucking happy and it looks like the shows are going well. And I'm super stoked for them, man. It's good. It's good shit for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So what else besides SRH and Subnoise? I know you do Regime. What's the biggest thing in Regime right now? What's going on with that?
Fuck, man. That's endless. I mean, like, Regime is our management company, and then we have a record label. I mean, like, a lot of people that are probably, you know, watching this, they know me from, like, the SRH and the Suburban Noise stuff, right? But, you know,
management.
Basically, I, you know, over the years, the business model that we set up for those other companies. My interest in music is pretty diverse, right? So we, you know, started working with other bands on the label and the management side. And Regime is, you know, one of the biggest independent management companies out there. I mean, we do everything from, you know, Everlast and Mugs and Steel Pulse.
Yeah. Shout out to Mugs.
Amigo the Devil, his new record just came out and just
he's doing good. His record's doing good, right?
Yeah. And Josh the Goon, bro. Josh the Goon was the first.
Josh the Goon, rest in peace, my brother. Josh the Goon, DMS.
He's
the one that brought. I met Amigo from Josh the Goon.
Oh, really? Me too, man. Josh
the Goon did so much production for Freddie Gibbs and for everybody.
100%. He was there.
My brother, rest in peace, Josh the Goon.
R.I.P. Josh. He was a man, dude, and he was always pushing Amigo on me and fucking check this out. Fucking much respect to that dude. Rest in peace. But yeah, Amigo the Devil, and then you know, I started working with Sublime inside of this last year and been managing those guys and managing the estate, and you know, it's cool because it came sort of like full circle, you know, obviously way back in the 90s, I just aged myself. But when I was a club promoter, you know, Sublime was one of the bands that, you know, we used to play for SRH all the time, you know what I mean? Yep. And so to now be managing the estate and the getting the Jacob, who was Brad's son, and Eric and Bud, the two original members, back on stage together, and you know they're gonna play Coachella and Riot Fest.
Coachella, that's insane. So Coachella, that's are you going to that? Are you going to be at the Coachella?
The only reason I would go to Coachella is if I have a band on it. No offense to Coachella, but it's just far and dusty. But I will fucking be there. I will be there.
You will be there.
I will be there.
Yeah, that's amazing. So,
so cool.
Are you managing Sublime or just managing Bradley's son? Yeah,
no shit. Man, it's Sublime. Yeah,
Wow, that's fucking big time. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do big time shit all the time. It's
that's cool, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
It's just a Thursday.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't get on the podcast. I was telling Sublime we got to go to Coachella this week.
Yeah, no, it's cool, man. It's for me, like, you know, I've been blessed, and you know, I didn't come from you know, I didn't have that head start in life like a lot of people do with like money and shit like that, but no diss to people who did, that's great, but I just didn't have that, and so I had to work for, you know, all my shit. And you know, I'm fortunate and I've done well for myself, and like literally I would you know, I would manage Sublime for free just because it's so close to my heart. I love I love Jacob, Brad's son, like a son, and it's just dope to see those guys so happy and back together doing shit. So
you got a lot of passion for music, and that in this business it's nice to have people that have a passion for it, but also, you know, you're smart, you know your management, but you have a passion for it. So you're a rarity in this business, because a lot of people just do it for the money.
Passion before fashion.
I have passion over money. I don't give a I mean, money's important just to fucking live, but music is the fucking means the world to me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, the difference is like when a lot of like executives at companies, right? They go home for the night and they spend their weekends. They don't, you know, they're not doing the same thing as me. Like the artists are my friends, the artists are my family, and you know what I mean? So it's just a different kind of mentality. Like I would feel guilty if I wasn't as hard of a worker as I am, because I feel like I've got these people's lives in my hands, and I've got to fucking, you know, they're my friends, man. I got to do the best by them. A lot of people say, you know, don't do business with friends. And I've had, you know, my life lessons with that too, but, you know, reflecting back on things and, with a little bit of age, I've come to the realization that it's actually the best thing is to do business with your friends, because through that you find out who your real fucking friends are. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
Right, that's what. Well, that's why I'm not good friends with Donnie.
I try to not be friends with. I try to not be friends, but they keep coming back. Like, fuck.
No, Donnie's more than a friend. I look at him sometimes. I'm like, why is he doing this? Why?
He loves you. That's for sure, dog.
I've been wondering that about Donnie the whole time I fucking been here. Why is Donnie doing that or this?
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Donnie broke up three times.
Donnie loves the fucking music, man, for shouty.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the crazy thing is like, being in Donnie's position is not an easy position, right?
No, well, doggy style.
We
don't.
I would never want to be in Donnie's position.
Kevin and me have talked about this a few times on the phone. I've had a heart to heart with you a couple times.
Kevin too. But listen, I'm gonna tell you about Kevin. Kevin, like it was my world was so crazy back then. I was signed by Travis Barker. Then I was with Josta. Then Tim Armstrong.
Then
so imagine a Suburban Noise, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, "Then I met these dudes," and I was like, I was still in the streets. You know what I mean? I was still in the streets, you know, doing my
thing.
You're
still in the streets.
No, but back then, like, I was in Los Angeles, and I started a whole big thing, a chapter out there, and it was a whole big. I had a crazy, crazy life, and it was like, and it was affecting my where I'm going, business.
Yeah, your business.
I was like a certain. I conducted myself a certain way. And we talk all the time, like he's like, and we talk and we start laughing. We like, yeah, we'll be at and talking and be like, yeah, I felt like that. And he's like, oh, thanks for asking me. Because he's a real motherfucker. No other person in the industry is gonna ask you, hey, how do you feel about that?
And yeah,
like, I'm sorry if I did that. I'm like, yo, no one's gonna do that.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
right.
Donnie will do that. But you're a real person. Like Kevin's a real motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I would never lie to him too. I'd be like, I heard you did something, and I was like, yeah, might
do something.
He said, you might need a lawyer. Tell me, yes.
Kevin knows about those stories too.
You might need a lawyer.
Yeah, man. Well, the streets teach you some shit that doesn't always portray in the music business, right? And like when you got guys like Donnie and how I try to conduct myself is like the streets don't put up with lies and bullshit, and yeah, you get right. called out for that shit, right? In the music business, most motherfuckers are allergic to the truth, you know what I mean? So
they tell there's two sides of the thing, because a lot of artists who think they're the fucking shit, and they there's a lot of jealousy between people on the label, and they won't say anything to the other person, but they'll tell you, and then all of a sudden, like, you do a favor for someone. Now I run a label, I understand, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I look at all the people on my label, I'm like, I'll shit like everyone.
And you off a balcony, like, you know, like,
my royalties.
They used to call me shit white, so fuck.
Kevin, another question for you. SRH Fest, is it coming back soon or what? Those were always such big time things.
I'll get around to it. I don't have any plans right now, but I'll definitely get around to it for sure.
Yeah.
It's got to come back. You know what I mean? The last one we did was...
It was 2019, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, right before the pandemic.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah,
the only reason I'm asking because I want to make sure I'm there for that one.
We're going. No,
I know somebody who throws some chips and helps sponsor it too, onlyfire.net. They're sponsoring a really big festival on the East Coast right now, yep. So... SRH Fest, you definitely got a sponsor, onlyfire.net.
His boys from the West Coast are Only Fire, and they're a big weed company there. So if you ever want to work with a weed company, these are the guys.
You can ask Chucky Chuck about it. He knows a little bit about it. It's a shipping service and stuff. We're doing pretty good. But, yeah, they're sponsoring a lot of cool shit. So SRH Fest is definitely something that they would sponsor.
Yeah, I think SRH and weed companies kind of go together.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
A little bit. I bet
you never got that offer before.
Yeah.
Whenever I do Diablo Fest, we have sponsors, but they're in the back.
Yeah, the sponsors are...
trench coats.
They're AA sponsors.
We just did Diablo Fest in Vegas in December, amazing. And there was about 42 gunshots by the end of the night.
Madball performed.
Madball, Scarhead. Force five.
It was great. The shark.
Yeah, the shark. But then at the end of the night, some dude decided to shoot.
Some got in their feelings.
Tried to kill everybody.
Well, Freddie Madball kicked their set off, about to whip somebody's ass in the crowd, dude. It's my first time ever seeing some hardcore shows. Shit like that at Diablo Fest.
He's like, what the
shit
fuck?
Was fun. I was like, yo, this is the shit.
It was Sendog came down.
Yeah, Sendog came down.
Diablo Fest was fucking lit.
It was cool. It was really
except at the end of the night, someone tried to kill everybody.
Hey, you know what we used to call those violent acts at the end of the night back in the day?
What?
A Wednesday.
USA! USA!
Oh, man.
Listen, Kevin, I know you're super busy. I told you, I was only trying to keep you on 20, 30 minutes. I don't want to hold you too long because I know how busy you are. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Is there anything coming up that you want to promote? You have the promotion outlets. You don't need to do it here. But if there's anything you want to talk about real quick before we get you, I don't want to keep you too long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to promote my OnlyFans page.
Zinger, 69.
Zinger's dinger.
Kevin, we gotta do something. Me and you, Zinger and Singer.
Zinger and Zinger.
Hell yeah.
I gotta ask a quick question. What's the rifle in the back? What is it?
That's an old Black Flag record.
Is that oh?
It's a what?
It's a Black Flag record.
Oh yeah,
It's like a lyric with.
All right, sorry,
I don't see any of your gold or platinum records back there, brother.
Oh, those are in the other room. You want to see them?
Yeah, let me see them real quick.
Yeah. Oh man, the Hooray for Me room. Hold on.
We got to see the gold and platinum records before we get out of here.
Yeah. They're a little douchey, but whatever.
Come on, that's I
flex.
Can you guys see in here? It's a little dark.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, it's a little darker, but yeah, those are all the gold and platinum records, huh?
That one's for Kanye's College Dropout.
What?
Ooh, that one's for the Scream 2 soundtrack.
Was that Suburban Life?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I put two songs on that one.
Put two on
that.
Dope.
Yeah. That was for Sugar Ray's first record before they got all poppy.
Oh wow.
They were like thrash.
Yep. Yeah, they were a fucking big. Go listen to the first
machine.
Go, yeah, that shit was dope. I love that stuff. That one is you got that one, Donnie.
Yep.
That's Mad Child's gold record for Dope Sick. That's Swollen Members gold record for Balance. This is for can you see that?
Yeah, the house is that House of Pain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jump Around, a million copies of Jump Around.
God damn.
This is a Grammy for Pancho Sanchez, another Grammy.
Whoa.
This is when I saved my mom's life when I was 7 years old.
What? I didn't hear that story.
That's the front page. Front page of the LA Times. That was another Grammy. What else we got over here? Another Swollen Members gold record, Everlast gold record, more Swollen Members gold records. What else we got?
Let me ask you this. Did La Coca Nostra's ever go gold or no?
That shit went fucking bullet gold, dog.
Bullet gold?
This is a House of Pain gold record. There's more sitting around here somewhere, but
stop bragging.
Yeah. All right.
Well, hold on.
You asked to see it. After
Rick goes, yeah, go ahead and flex.
One quick question. What was the thing about saving your mom's life?
When I was 7 years old, my mom grew up during World War II in England, and there was not a lot of pools and no way to learn how to swim. So she never learned how to swim. And me and my little buddies were sitting out by the pool, and we were doing what seven-year-olds do and like wrestling around and beating the shit out of each other. And my mom came over to break it up, and she slipped and fell in the pool. And my two buddies panicked, and they ran home, and I was sitting there looking at my mom in the bottom of the pool drowning. And so I jumped in, and I got her up like halfway the first time, but when people are drowning they start to panic. And so she was like scratching me and thrashing around, so I had to go up, and I got another breath, and then I went back down and I got her and pulled her out of the pool. And when my buddies went down to their house, you know, to tell their parents called 911, and you know, the newspapers and shit listened to like the police scanners, you know what I mean? So they picked up this call about, you know, mother drowning and da 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 da, and the newspaper showed up, and next thing I knew, it was funny because when it happened, I went to school the next day, and my buddies were like, you know, telling people like, oh yeah, Kevin saved his mom and blah, blah, blah. And fucking nobody believed him. They're just like, yeah, whatever. And then that newspaper obviously came out that day and it was like the front page of the LA Times. It was on it was on a bunch of different newspapers. And I came back the next day and everybody was like, holy shit, you fucking did it. But yeah. And then when I was actually the picture I showed you was when I was from, I was 10 years old. And same pool. We probably should have put cement in that fucking thing. but my uncle, my mom had told me to go to bed. And it was just my mom and her cousin from England. She never learned how to swim either. And then her husband, my, which I guess I called him uncle, but whatever. But he was like a, you know, he's a fat dude and pretty out of shape and shit.
Yeah.
And he probably had, you know, 16 glasses of wine and 14 oh, fucking.
I can relate. I can relate.
Yeah, yeah. And he was swimming laps out of the pool. My mom had told me to go to bed, but you know, I didn't listen. And I was downstairs like watching TV. And the next thing I know, I heard my mom screaming, fucking Kevin, Kevin. I came running out and my big fat uncle was on the bottom of the pool drowning.
Oh my god.
God damn, dude.
Yeah. We have, what the fuck?
Why are you guys laughing? That's fucking terrible.
We laughed. It was
twice in a row.
Yeah, twice in 3 years.
In the same pool.
We have a forced fire pool and that happens all the time.
Yeah. Except I don't save anyone. Like fuck them.
But Danny, down. When you
we're like that that CD will go platinum tomorrow.
Danny, when you put cement on their feet and then throw them in the pool, it doesn't count.
My bad.
That's fucking amazing, though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, it is. That's crazy.
David Hasselhoff over here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kevin, we really do appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much, Kev.
Thank you so much, Zinger.
Just an honor. And
love you, bro.
Yeah.
Love you, bro. Yeah, I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You guys are doing good things for the underground, for sure. We appreciate you.
No, we appreciate you too, brother. Thank you very much.
All right, boys. Have a good evening.
Kevin Zinger, everybody.
Kevin Zinger. Stop doing soldiers.
Yeah. USA! 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 Yeah, Kevin Zinger. That was
the
a great
man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. How many to talk about like, oh, Linkin Park, we gave them their first opening.
Oh, that whole thing. Oh,
yeah, it's just their first opening. And
hey, he's managing Sublime right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's managing Sublime. Oh, they're playing Coachella.
I might go.
But he's like
room without a light bulb. Yeah, that's a Grammy.
He was like,
oh,
he was
another Grammy.
He was the Ruckus Grammy. Podcast show. Of course I'll do it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Shout out to Kevin Zinger.
Hell yeah.
Kevin Zinger.
Good everybody man. Go to subnoiserecords.com.
Yes.
SRH clothing.
Pick up some shit.
Yes. We got the SRH right here in the back.
Management.
Yes.
Donnie has a spade tramp stamp tattoo.
Right in my back.
You know, it's a
it has a bite out of the logo and it says juicy. Yeah,
so what about that Thugcore for Life record with you and Brad Daddy X? You like that to start the video off? The podcast.
So you woke up this morning.
Who directed that?
It might not happen again.
I think I did.
You directed it?
Yeah, I think so. Well, the guy I worked.
Don't lie. Don't come on here.
Yeah, you can't hear. You can't hear. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, little Timmy the Cricket, nigga.
Oh my God! Here we go with that. Here we go.
Here we go.
Counting Crows, motherfucker.
He doesn't know what Counting Crows
are. Mr. Jones and me. All right, check out. So basically, what are we talking about?
The Thugcore for Life, or Thugcore, Funky Rhyme.
Shout out to Brad X. Shout out to Stress is in that. Stress.
Yes,
Subhoods.
Yes, Subhoods.
They rap on it.
They're on that, yes.
They're on that. Shout out to Loki, my brother Loki, who I make fun of, fucking fat bitches. He's on it, too.
Fat bitches he love, too, all right?
But I'm just saying this.
The Fat Bitch Bandit.
It's a, we did that Risky, my boy Risk DMS, West Coast artist, MSK Risky's Thousand Oaks, his compound. And also, everyone was there. We had the drummer from Mudvayne, the drummer from fucking
really?
The Biscuit. What's the name of the kid?
Oh, Sam Otto? Oh, no.
Otto.
Sam Otto, yeah.
Otto.
Yeah.
Otto. I go Otto.
Sam, it's Sam Otto.
We had a... Stop it.
I'm just saying. Limp Bizkit's one of the premier bands of the last 20 years. You can't at least give him respect and say, hey, Sam.
I know the guy, his name's Otto, because he's big left for him, but we say a lot of stuff together. So,
shout out to Big Lev.
He can rap.
What?
He can rap better than fucking Limp Bizkit, nigga.
better than DRB.
Better Fred Durst.
No, come on.
I swear to God. I'm not well, listening.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Sam Otto can rap better than that Fred Durst N-word.
I'm just saying, listen, man, I'm not trying to be a hater. Ooh, I'm just trying to be like, that's how I speak, B.
Let's get him on a fucking track.
So, but we did that video. It was a great video. He's at the end of the video. Go to the end of the video.
I can't.
If you're gonna bring up stuff, I'm gonna show you.
Bring it up. Bring it up right now.
I'm just saying that he's at the end of the video. But like, the guy who really did the
video.
He worked with Cal Burnett.
Carol Burnett's
family worked with Cal Burnett.
I love all these stories. This is
the old actress, right?
Carol Burnett. Yeah.
Best woman comedian in the world. Carol Burnett. So his father, the kid's father, worked with Carol Burnett's show. So he passed out to him. So he had fucking...
Talking to Mike. The only time you don't talk to Mike is when you have something interesting to say.
Take it off the stand. You have a lot of interesting to say.
No, don't.
Show him, Danny.
You got Emmys. So I want to say that Carol Burnett, if you don't know Carol Burnett, you're a fucking retard.
Or young.
Oh, we don't say the air.
I don't give a fuck. Don't count for that.
You can also be
if
young.
If you are a woman, hold on. If you're a woman, you don't know count.
Talk to that camera.
If you are a woman, you don't count for that. You're a fucking retard. If you say you're a feminist, you don't count. Like, she's twinning. The first female comedian.
She's amazing.
Like, to put on her special.
What was her
show,
first show?
Her own shows.
Yeah.
Her own comedy specials. Her and Lucy from My Love Lucy are the two women. Who every woman should be like, thank God for these women because they were trendsetters and they didn't give a shit about men and they did a thing. So if you want to talk about fucking all this stuff, those are the two women you should know. Carol Burnett and Lucille.
Tell us more, Grandpa.
Someone said John Otto's Lucy. The drummer. That's right. John Otto, Sam Rivers.
Yeah. John, tell me.
I confused bass drums.
Listen. You might look at this. Might listen to me. Like, that's a cool band. I know the band, nigga.
N-word.
Sin God looks like an extra from Lost Boys.
Pick up these beanies on DannyDiabloMerch.com right now.
Yeah, hold on. We got a minute. Oh, yeah.
Right now. Pick them up.
Oh, shit. Raz in the house.
I'm going to steal three of those.
Also, we just started the Force 5 pre-order for the new Force 5 records.
No, those are fires.
Pick that shit up. Go to Force 5 Records.
Yeah.
You still got the ad for Razakel. Prolific.
No, I do not.
All right. Well, go listen to Razakal's song. Who cares? It's better energy in here now.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. Everything's all.
Yeah, Prolific's not here. Stephanie. Take those socks off.
Did you miss the update? You got to update that shit.
Yeah. We got to update that. Creepy for a second. Also, we didn't talk about this at the beginning because Zinger came right on. If you don't check the or if you're not watching us live right now, you can check the replay on the audio only streams on Spotify. iHeartRadio. And Spreaker through Diablo's Spreaker. Den podcast and Jay Reason and Sound Talent Management.
Shout out to Tim Baller and Sound Talent Management. Also, shout out to Jamie Johnston. Milwaukee Metal Fest will be up. We'll be there. Force 5 family will have a fucking a table. So come down 4 days, 5 days, whatever it is. Be there.
King Rock's going to have a kissing booth.
And if you guys haven't yet, check out this. We got. Sin got over here. Tell him about your new single, Blowjobs in the Basement.
Yeah, son. Featuring Prolific and King Relic.
That's right. Ooh.
It's all about blowjobs in the basement. When your boyfriend goes to work and we come over there and then you know what happens next. We get our knobs lobbed downstairs.
Let me show him the ad real quick.
The trench coat.
Set her up with plenty dates. I get her customs. You can bust all in her face for like $100. You got 1 hour and for right now she's yours. After that you give her back. Down the hotel doors. You just got back home from work, buddy. Save it. You ain't gotta ask that bitch how her day went. You already know who she spent the day with. Bitch been giving blowjobs in the basement. Bitch been giving blowjobs in the basement. Bitch been giving blowjobs in the basement.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, yo, shout out to fucking all the artists on Dead Canvas Art. But especially the ones that I've worked with so far, Dr. T, Timothy Young, he's the one that designed that one right there for Blowjobs in the Basement. Kills it. The Rat Fink style remix. It's lit.
Yeah. That's literally how Relic and I look in the basement at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So if you guys didn't know, SRH Subnoise has a connection with Force 5. Wow. Not only with Danny, but also we did actually the beginning of Subnoise's rebirth was 2017. And it was actually something, that's how I became friends with Kevin. I was working on an album with Saint Dog, and it was for Saint Dog's comeback record, so to speak. And we finished the record, and Kevin's like, why don't we make it combined with Subnoise? So this is one of the tracks. We're going to play this, and we're going to come back and say what's up to everybody and then be out. But this is
Danny. Donnie used to clean the toilets at the studio for them, too.
He was
a janitor.
Yes. Check this out. This is Bar Door Sign. What? It's from Saint Dog's record, Bozo.
Wait a minute, what?
It features Prolific and yours truly.
What? Watch it.
Gonna work my way around this part of mine. I'm gonna keep up this, so is it dark or light? I'm gonna drink some beer, so give me liquor first. I'll be getting the cookies on the beer, I'm nervous. Give me a Jager bomb, that'll cure my car. Jukebox will play my song, that'll start me off. Move to a Jack and Coke, hello my old friend. After that I'll take advice from a few wise men. I need to bounce, so I sip a Crown of 7. Octavations function well, but there's no kissing tally. Bartender, you look good, this one is for you. I'm here to get fucked up until the party's through. I am a sad and solo side. I lay outside that bar door sign. I lay the ladies down to sleep. You are, but they're not killing me.
The way he likes to fuck. Now that I got you going, fuck. Get a phone, this rocket's truck. Yo, it's me, the DRP. I'm riding free. Come ride with me, get high with me. It's time we speak, the time to be up in our ears. The West Coast of Besso. Say dog killing these hoes like French toast or Mentos. I'm overseas with a peso. Girl, give me your best. This rap game, my wrestle. Like Hogan, I wasteo. I'm the macho man, it's stereo. It's stereo, how I bury hoes like Mario. My fuck blase. What's five we sold? So tight we show to all the world, we here to stay. The most of your joint, the spark of the heat. Get up in this bitch. Yo, follow the leader, we bringing it back. MC's getting realer, the rock is so front. Say dog is my dealer.
I am a sad and solo side. I lay outside that bar door sign. I lay the ladies down to no the street. You are, but they're not killing me.
Got my boogie shoes on the floor, drink in my hand. You know your boy be blowing smoke, inhaling clouds like Joe. Lick the things in my shirt, so zing from a gram of coke. Only hope I can find some ass I can grow. My liver's craving for liquor, bartender. Spider count with whole picture. I see a double in the mirror from all the whiskey and beer. Did I make myself clear? Cause I be slurring my words, stroking Rick Dawes' beard. I get distracted, studying my words, my brain can't even work. Trying to flirt, with the thought my hand up a skirt. I need a couple of shots to calm down. What the fuck does that sound? Some chick be bitching in my ear, smearing her makeup around.
I am a sad and solo side. I lay outside that bar door side.
I just Lavender Rex.
I just want to say, as a massive Cottonmouth Kings fan growing up, when Donnie gave me the opportunity to do that for Saint Dog, I was like a kid in a candy store. So that was a fucking blessing. I appreciate you, dog, for letting me be a part of something like this. So,
yeah, Donnie's like $100 though.
Yeah,
you still owe me a couple drinks.
Probably.
Yeah, more than a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got an open tap for sure.
Yeah. Danny.
What?
You got anything to add yet?
What?
You got anything to add to the before we get out of here?
Well, let me start naming those.
Oh, so no. Anyway, let's go. Keep it moving.
No.
What else we got going on?
What do you want me to say?
Oh, this guy said, I seen Danny perform live at Graffiti in Pittsburgh back in the 90s, early 2000s.
That was a great show.
How do you remember that? You don't remember that.
He remembers everything, except where his phone is.
Yeah, yo.
And where Godzilla is.
Yo, and it was Scarhead, Madball, yeah. Right? And Hatebreed, right?
How do you remember that?
Well, the whole comment doesn't fit. It says, and he stole my wallet.
Club Graffiti was called Club Graffiti. Was Club Lava. It was three stories up. And we beat up the bouncers.
That's why you
allegedly.
Remember. Yeah,
no,
allegedly.
We did that shit. That was 1999.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah. Yeah, you got 11 years to get them.
Right? Isn't that what it is?
It's 7 years.
But, is it?
Yeah, New York is.
I want you to talk to the camera one more time right there.
Hi.
And tell them how much you love being a part of music and...
Mainly Force 5 Records.
Anyway, I love being part of music. I love Supreme Force Syndicate. I love Smoke AD. I love Scarhead, Crown of Thorns. I love the Nomads. I love They Live. And I love
Jason Sin God.
And I love
Life.
Tony Slippers.
Oh, yeah.
Big Lito, yes. Blizzard Juice,
Diggy.
DJ Clay,
Diggy
Stress, Insane Poetry, fucking Chucky Chuck, Joe Fado, Lars Professor. I don't know. Royal Flush, which I said TJ Clay.
Oh,
yeah. Royal Flush, what's up, baby? I love Rick Dogg. He's all right. But I'm saying King Relic.
Big Leezy.
I said Big Leezy already. But
you know what? I just love the fact
DRP
that people support Danny
good.
Diablo. People support Force 5 Records and support all the artists here. And support the Ruckus Podcast Show. You guys always tune in. Thank you guys very much.
Share it all over Facebook.
Yeah, please
share it.
Keep telling people about this. Twitter. We've been killing it on here, and I just want to keep
Vinny
spreading the word.
What's up?
And Hunter Proof.
And Hunter Proof.
Big Laugh, too.
USA! USA! USA!
Hunter Proof.
And Big Laugh. I just want to say one thing.
Never any last words.
He said chopped liver over here.
I just want to say one motherfucking thing.
Hoya, what, baby?
I just want to say one motherfucking thing. If you're anywhere near motherfucking Massachusetts or New York, I'm going to be live April 13th. All right. In Worcester, Massachusetts. That's the motherfucking Palladium.
Oh.
All right. With Bone Thugs and Harmony. And then again on April 19th at the Amazura Concert Hall in Queens, New York with the Locks. Shout out to Only Fire. Shout out to the Roll Up Fest. Danny Diablo doing a motherfucking 420 party and shit.
I'm doing a 420
after party and shit.
In Brooklyn. And also I'm playing the next day in Newark, New Jersey, a 420 party also. Jason's going to perform with me.
So don't fuck around. Come out.
DJing also around Graffiti. It's going to be a whole good day. Smoking a whole bunch of weed. Right?
Hide your wife.
And
we got
mad strippers at the Brooklyn show.
Well, shout out to Gutter Christ. Shout out to Gutter Christ.
I love you.
Too many motherfucking blunts.
Yeah.
My favorite sponsor.
Hardcore Streetwear. Gutter, I love you.
Next weekend, y'all.
Oh, shit.
Next weekend, y'all.
Thank you.
Really?
You win Employee
weekend.
Of the Week.
What's that?
Really? Employee of the Week for the 70th time in a row, boy.
Talk about this. Next week, Friday, we're not going to be on the podcast show because we're going to be doing the Green Book Tour with Twisted, Blaze, and ABK.
I need a cigarette before I go ballistic.
Go to ForceFiveRecords.com and pick up some tickets now. This shit's going to be amazing.
Go to ForceFiveRecords.com and get that ticket.
Blaze, ABK.
ABK's
Twisted.
Open-minded.
And Force 5 Records. Bam.
Yeah. Shout out to Twisted. Good guys.
Hell yeah. Go listen to Monoxide's Chainsmoker 2. Just dropped.
Yeah, bam. Yeah,
shit's a fucking banger.
It's good.
Hell yeah.
I want to say one thing. I like. I think that Blaze is a dope MC. I love his style. That's what I'm saying. That's all I have to say.
And here's another run.
So usually we can't shut the fuck up, but there's just a pause.
Yeah.
Again.
Herdins.
Ruckus Brother.
Round
30s. The Ruckus Brothers here. Herdins 30s.
Are you taking 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Number two looks
I ain't got a tool big enough for either.
Number two looks like crazy, son.
Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the Ruckus Podcast Show. Yeah. I'm the DRP. This is Rick Dogg, Danny Diablo, King Relic, Jason the Sin God, and
E-Train,
Prolific.
Force 5 Family.
Employee of the Month.
We'll see you guys later.
We'll see you guys next week.
Ruckus! Ruckus! Yeah. Damn you, listen!
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.